Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish.
With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
These days, every new potential hire can feel like a high-stakes wager for your small business. LinkedIn Jobs. Find the right people fast for free. Go to LinkedIn.com/Herd. Terms and conditions apply. Everybody's complaining about the officials, but I always felt when I was more of a fan instead of doing this, is I always felt if my team went on the road, you're not going to get the go-either-way calls. You got to bake it in. You have to play with more focus on the road. Refs are human. You get caught up in the moment. That little late hit in the second quarter, the home team gets it. The road team doesn't. You're not going to get it. It's just there's a reason everybody plays. You know, you probably try to play half your games at home and half on the road. Eric Mangini's joining us. Was there any? The late hit was a late hit. You're going to call that, especially with quarterbacks. Was there a call or anything that really bothered you in the Bengal Chief game?
Yeah, I didn't mind most of the calls that took place in that game. I thought and the last two Bengals drives, there really was an opportunity to call roughing the passer, and neither one of them got called, which is interesting because that's the one focal point throughout the course of the season where we thought it was over officiated.
Right.
And this game, it seemed like it was under officiated, but as you said, if you leave it up to the officials, it's going to be a problem, and you preach that to your guys going into every game, but especially going into big games where they usually let you play more.
Yeah, no, so that's an interesting point. So we've been saying this for years. One of the reasons in the NBA that veteran teams usually win in the playoffs, because the further you go in my lifetime, NBA playoffs, by the time you get to conference championships, they're swallowing a lot of whistles. And that helps the physically, you know, the NBA veteran 32 has been in a weight room for 11 years. And those veteran guys can manipulate refs. They lean on you. So I always felt basketball, longer the playoff goes, less whistles. You felt that as an NFL coach. Playoffs, they're going to let more go.
Yeah, you know, Bill Belichick always would say, we're going to do business as business is being done. And you see how the game is going to go. And look, our first Super Bowl against the Rams, we beat up those wide receivers. We beat up those skill guys. And as we beat them up and they didn't get called, we went up and beat them up some more because that's the way the game was going to go. And the officials don't want to be the reason that the game is won or lost. So when they're in doubt, typically they're not going to throw that that flag.
Yeah. I want to talk, let's talk about Philadelphia. It's a unique franchise. Is that generally, if you look at a dynasty, Patriots, you have one coach and one quarterback. Philadelphia's fired guys like Doug Peterson, who won a Super Bowl with Nick Foles. Chip Kelly had a winning record. They've had four coaches, 23 years, three to the Super Bowl. They do it a little differently in Philadelphia. They're not beholden to history. I find it refreshing. 90% of the things they do, I initially blanch and go, what are we getting rid of Carson Wentz for? How are they viewed in the league, though? How do you look at Philadelphia?
I look at them with a lot of respect because they take some chances,
yes,
that other teams don't take on some guys that may have struggled from a character perspective. They've done that in the past. They'll make moves on head coaches to get a different voice in the building, and they've been successful with that. And even the Carson Wentz move, they ate more dead money than anybody had eaten at that point in the NFL. And it takes a lot to say, hey, we made a mistake, but instead of living with this mistake and compounding it, we're going to move on and go in a different direction. That's hard to do, especially when you're talking about the numbers they ate with Carson.
Do you think my initial reaction is Philadelphia has just got better units across the board and Philadelphia is better? That's my takeaway. What's yours on the Super Bowl?
Well, it's going to be interesting. I think Jalen Hurts is going to have to play better than he played this past week. And the quarterback-driven runs weren't really that effective by any stretch. He had one drive where he had a little bit of effectiveness, but not what we've been used to seeing from him. It's going to be interesting with the way that they can generate pass rush. That's going to be a problem for Kansas City because of Mahomes' mobility issue. And then running the football. They've been effective at running the football. They've got a pretty creative running game. Now, some of that, or a decent amount of that, stems from how effective Jalen Hurts is. But Kansas City could struggle with that. And if if Philly can control the game through the running game, that's going to be a problem for Mahomes and the Chiefs.
You know the San Francisco organization well. You spent some time there, and I was watching the game in about the third quarter, and I'm sitting there thinking, so Kyle had Trey Lance hurt, Garoppolo hurt, Purdy hurt, Josh Johnson hurt. And, you know, circumstances change, and it changes your perception. And I thought, I could see Kyle on that flight home telling John, can you just get me a big, strong guy who can give me 17 games? I can't go through this roller coaster because McCaffrey's been dinged. Debo's been dinged. Kittle's been dinged. Trent. The window here is not open forever. Now, the defense has some young stars, but this offense is aged. Do you think they just come back with Purdy and let it rip?
Well, look, Colin, their whole quarterback process has been up and down. They get Trey Lance. They want to move on from Jimmy. They can't move on from Jimmy. They redo his contract. They luck out there. Jimmy gets hurt. They've got Purdy, who's Mr. Irrelevant. There's you can't tell me that they were sitting thinking, okay, this guy can come in and do what he did. There's no chance they thought that. But he does, and then you go into the game like this, and your backup is a guy who's been with 10 different NFL teams and has only started 9 games, and he's 1-8 in those starts. And there's no answer after him, so it's been all over the place, and they've lucked out in a lot of ways. It's going to be interesting to see whether or not they really feel that Purdy is the guy, or do you take a swing with Tom Brady for a year and think, okay, Purdy is our future, and what a great mentor to have for him for 1 year.
You know, I said this before, Bill Russell had 11 titles, Jordan had 6, but very quickly we were able to go, Jordan's better. And I know Brady's more productive, but I could argue Mahomes can do virtually everything Tom can do. There's a lot Tom can't do that Mahomes can do, and I don't care about titles. I don't think I've ever seen a player with this level of instinct, talent, arm angles. He's just, Eric, it's different. He made a throw in the end zone where he literally, the minute he saw the player, the ball's out of his hands, and I'm like, I don't even know how you teach Mahomes. I mean, you were with Brady forever. What do you make of Mahomes?
It is different because typically quarterbacks that can move around like Mahomes can't throw like Mahomes. And he gets out of the pocket, and when he gets out of the pocket, those broken plays are big plays, but he can sit in the pocket and kill you too. I'd say the difficulty he's going to have with catching Tom Brady is, as time goes on, his mobility is going to decrease significantly, and you're going to have to see big jumps as a pure pocket passer as he continues to age. But as a overall skill set and a confidence level and an ability to make the people around him play better, it's really impressive.
it really is. By the way, I'm going to rip the Band-Aid off with Aaron Rodgers. I think actually Green Bay's roster, if they could get a first-round pick, they could address, and they historically drafted very well, they could use an edge rusher, another tight end. They could address both in the first round. I think it's rip a Band-Aid off time. Usually when you're moving off a legend, you got to scramble in the building. If Jordan can play, I think they're kind of uniquely set up to be competent next year. Would you rip the Band-Aid off with Aaron?
Well, look, if you thought Brett Favre was being backed up by Aaron Rodgers and you move on to Aaron Rodgers, and that's a great situation. Is Jordan Love that equivalent for Aaron Rodgers that Aaron was for Brett Favre? I don't know if that's true, but I do know this, as frustrating as Aaron can be and the challenges that he presents, I would happily spend hours talking to him about his off-season adventures and all those things and deal with any annoyance as opposed to dealing with a quarterback situation that wasn't very good. I've been through that. And look, we see organizations going through it now, whether it's the Colts, New Orleans. Take your pick. When you lose a great quarterback, if you don't have a guy like that in the building to potentially give you what he gave, then you live with the frustration for as long as you can. Otherwise, you're going to be really sad when you're playing against them.
Eric Mangini, joining. Are you in Cleveland today?
I am in New York City today.
Oh, are you on First Things First?
First Things First.
Oh, there you go. Well, boy, it's going to be what a joy Nick Wright's going to be today.
He won't. He doesn't gloat, which is nice about Nick. He never,
very gracious as a winner.
Very understated.
Yes, as always. Great seeing you, Coach. Thanks.
Good seeing you.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero Pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero Pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo, 0, 0 nicotine, 0 tobacco, 100% ritual.
All right, J-Mac with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Joe Burrow and the Bengals almost got to back-to-back Super Bowls. Despite the loss, though, listen, they're in a good position going forward. They have Joe Burrow. They're going to be fine. Here's what Burrow said after the L in Arrowhead Stadium.
Even last year, the expectation is always to be in this game with an opportunity to win it. And I think we have the guys in that room going forward that will put us in that position, along with the front office and along with the coaching staff. You know, I feel really good about the direction that we're headed. You know, we've been in this game two straight years, won one, lost one. So obviously this one hurts, but you know, we'll come back stronger.
It's a little thing, Colin. Did you see Burrow was sacked three times in the first quarter? Right? Offensive line was not up to snuff.
Right.
So what did the Bengals do by adjusting? They put P. Ryan, the backup running back who's a better blocker and pass catcher, in.
Yeah.
I saw a stat that he was on the field for 20 more snaps than Joe Mixon. And it looks like people are saying now, speculating, that Joe Mixon, probably a cap casualty of the Bengals.
Yeah.
They've got P. Ryan. They got a young guy named Chris Evans. They drafted a kid out of Texas A&M.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be surprised if the Bengals, one of the things to get ready for T. Higgins,
yeah,
Ja'Marr Chase, they move off of Mixon.
Yeah, T. Higgins is such a unique body type.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a matchup. I mean, he's 6'4 and long. So when he high points it, it's like his corners. You just can't get up there. So, and I also think Mixon's good, but there's a lot of innings on that, right?
Oh yeah,
and good backup. I also think, you know, the old saying is true: don't sign most running backs to a second contract.
Yeah.
So somebody could get Mixon. Mixon's a very, very good back.
Solid, yeah.
But I mean, that's why you have the draft. I was looking at draft picks last night. You know, Kansas City moved off Tyreek Hill. They've got they got a first, a second, a third, two fours, a bunch of sixes. I think Kansas City's going to be. They're going to be really good next year. I thought the story of the game that's not being discussed a lot, maybe it's boring. I thought Kansas City's defense was Spags. Cincinnati's offense was big plays over the top.
Remember, I was questioning Spags for a while. He had two rookies in the secondary combined on the interception in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And if you can hit on those draft picks, you know Mahomes is going to chew up a lot of the cap. You hit on those rookies and they can play, that's everything.
I think they hit on a 6th and a 7th rounder. I could be wrong. But I believe Kansas City's got a 6th and a 7th rounder playing.
It's a good way to win.
Yeah.
Next up, Green Bay Packers, Aaron Rodgers. We didn't give a whole segment to Rodgers today. I don't know. I have a feeling he's going to be this week.
Whoa.
All right, listen. Oh, go hold up. Hold.
What?
Green Bay apparently is leaning towards passing the starting job to Jordan Love. League sources say Aaron Rodgers is well aware of this.
Okay, time out. Who's reporting that?
Well, that's a good question. There's a lot of speculation out there. NFL Network. This is the season where coaching and free agency and rumors, you just toss it out there. Nobody really digs deep to say, is there any credibility behind this?
So, listen, what Eric Mangini says is true. It's very sad when a quarterback leaves. But Andrew Luck left suddenly. That was like, whoa. They drafted Jordan Love. This kid's been in the system now 3 years. If you can get a first for Aaron, there is a slam dunk tight end. You're going to take him with a pick. They can address two of their three needs. This team has been preparing for this. It's like the in-laws.
But
if your in-laws walked into your house, you're not prepared. It's an S show. If you know a month and a half they're coming, you're like, okay, kids, you got to be in your best behavior. Let's hide the bourbon from Uncle Crazy. The Packers have been preparing for this for 3 years.
The Packers have. Who is preparing for Aaron Rodgers and all that nonsense drama off the field?
Titans.
The idea that, oh, let's bring in Aaron Rodgers. Let's bring him on. We just saw how many quarterbacks changed teams this past offseason, and I think all of them kind of sort of flopped. Colin.
Okay. But if you're Mike Vrabel, one of the smartest guys in the league, you're watching that thing this weekend. You're gonna go to war.
Hey,
you got Burrow and Mahomes.
Chris Ballard in Indy, very smart guy, good at drafting. Brought in Matt Ryan. Everybody's former MVP Matt Ryan. I like this.
Timeout.
It totally blew up in his face, and Matt Ryan by midseason was toast.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers is a lot better than Matt Ryan.
Matt Ryan's cleaner off the field. In the locker room, he's a better teammate, better leader.
You know what I like? That ball coming out like a seed. That's what I like.
Yeah, but is it coming out like a seed if you're skipping OTAs and not being friends with your receiver? I mean, Romeo Doubs, he didn't hang out with the guy once outside the locker room.
I know.
Way to mentor those young guys, Aaron Rodgers.
I know. I didn't love
even
that
me,
either.
When I was young at this network in 2016,
yeah.
You're befriending me, inviting me to your house.
I am.
We're going fishing. Well, we didn't go fishing, but we did stuff. You got to mentor these young guys. Aaron Rodgers ain't doing that. Why the hell would the Jets want him, Colin? I don't want him in that Jets locker room.
How about that?
I don't want him. Now, someone will throw this in my face when they get Rodgers and they're 7-2. Oh, you didn't want him, Jay! Anyways, moving on.
This is a good, but listen, prefer to move on. This is where I am. Again, it's not like Aaron woke up this morning and said, I'm out. Okay, then we're in trouble. They have been laying this thing out. They're ready to go. And by the way, I tend to think young quarterback, young receivers, they can grow together. I mean, Aaron also wants major concessions. I want you to sign this, this, this. There's $16 million over the cap. They can't re-sign these. They can't re-sign Randall Cobb and Lazard.
You know where the Packers are ready to go when they move on from Aaron Rodgers?
What?
Backwards, because the Lions will finish ahead of the Packers next year. Now, I'm not going to make a dumb bet and say I'm going to shave something in the side of my head, but it's looking like the Lions will be ahead of the Packers next season.
I don't think that
final story
is not falling.
We have a line on the Super Bowl. Eagles-Chiefs first matchup between number one seeds in the Super Bowl since 2017 when the Nick Foles-led Eagles beat Brady and Belichick of the Patriots.
Yeah.
Obviously, the line can bounce around. According to FoxBet, Philly is a 1.5-point favorite. I saw at another shop of the first 24 bets that were $10,000, 21 of them were on the Eagles.
Well, you chastised me this weekend because I liked Philly and you said everybody's on Philly and I said...
Well, we get it incomplete on Niners-Eagles, okay, right? Do we not?
All right. Well, I think Philadelphia is the better team, but I think Mangini nailed it. Jalen Hurts did not play well. Now, the Niners defense is better than Kansas City's. So my takeaway is Philadelphia should be a favorite. Philadelphia has more elite players. Mahomes still will not be 100%. And by the way, they couldn't run against Cincinnati. You think they're running against this defense? So it's got to be all Mahomes. I mean, they could not move the ball on the ground against the Bengals home.
I'm with you. I have the Eagles as well. I can already think of the narrative the Monday after the Super Bowl. If Mahomes loses, well, how could he be the GOAT? How could he be in that discussion? He's 1-2 in the Super Bowl. Like, I mean, I think we would agree the Eagles are probably the better team, the better roster.
Oh, by far.
Mahomes has a lot to overcome in this game. A lot.
You're talking Philadelphia's got a lot of their great players are veterans. You know, Kansas City's on the back end has got rookies, late round rookies making plays.
What do you do with Jalen Hurts if he wins a Super Bowl here? He was nearly the MVP of the league.
You sign him. What do you mean?
Well,
you
sign him, but next thing is Daniel Jones, $30 to $40 million. What's the Jalen Hurts asking price?
Well, Jalen Hurts is a lot better than Daniel Jones.
Yes, he is.
Now, when's his? But
he's a second round pick. I think this is his third year in the league.
Does he have one more year and then you got to sign him?
You got to start planning for that early. Like you just said, have a kid, you got to start planning, you got to get the crib and get everything in line. Paying Jalen Hurts $50 million a year? That's what the price is going to be in 2 years.
Well, but he's pretty special.
He is, but is he in that class of Herbert and Mahomes and Burrow?
That class is, I'll tell you this, who do you like more, Hurts or Dak?
Don't even ask. Don't ask silly questions.
I think Hurts is much
better. Of course.
Okay, but a lot of people don't think that. A lot of people don't think that.
Cowboys fans?
Well, there's a lot of people, media people, have been defending Dak forever. I think Hurts is a much more dynamic player than Dak.
I don't think there's a big argument.
Oh, well, I think it's
bigger
than
you think.
And I don't
hear producers yelling at us because they sometimes don't like our takes. I don't hear anybody yelling. Hurts over Dak.
It's not even close.
Yeah. Not right now, at least.
Maybe it is close, but I think Hurts is more dynamic.
I mean, has Dak ever been a top three MVP finalist in the discussion? No. Jalen Hurts almost won the MVP if he didn't get hurt this year.
Yeah. J-Mac with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Lie News.
Yeah, that Daniel Jones story. I gave it a Colin was wrong. Didn't it kind of feel like an agent was pushing the story? Maybe Daniel Jones' agent?
I think that's a good read by you. Hey, 40 mil's the asking price for Danny. Does he have a career losing record?
Do I get Dable with it? Okay, I'll pay a 33. I get half of it goes to Dable.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero Pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero Pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Protect your family, Simply Safe Home Security, simplysafecolin.com. No safe like Simply Safe. All right, we're going to do the Impresso meter. Am I very impressed, somewhat impressed, not that impressed with what I saw this weekend? You ready to go?
Just this weekend. Let's keep that in mind because people are going to be upset right off the bat.
Yeah, just this weekend.
How impressed were you with Jalen Hurts this weekend?
Not that impressed. I thought he really struggled. He's not healthy. He was only 31% completion rate of throws 10-plus yards downfield. So he's got to get right. You can tell something's not right because he usually has pretty good touch. He really struggled. Even on underneath routes, balls were low. So he's not right. So let's get him healthy in 2 weeks. Go win that thing. Hopefully. But he's not right yet.
Yeah, they're going to need him. What about the Eagles' run game? Impressed with that?
I'm always impressed. I think it's clever. I think it's physical. I like it. 148 rushing yards. 7 of their 9 touchdowns in the playoffs have been through the run game. Next highest is 3. So they're a little bit like San Francisco. You're going to feel it. They got speed. They got power. I love when they get into third or fourth and short. They go behind Kelsey. He moves an entire interior line. So I love their run game.
Now, Eagles receivers, were you impressed with them? They were big early. First drive, A.J. Yeah. Brown, Devontae Smith, but...
No, not I'm not impressed, but I think a lot of it is just... I don't think Jalen Hurts is accurate. A.J. Brown's fantastic. Devontae Smith. So I think... That just comes down to Jalen Hurts, get healthy. 14 days, get healthy.
A.J. Brown, 4 catches on, I believe, like the first quarter. Also, after that, nothing.
Also, it's not like the Niners give you a lot of time to sit back there in the pocket. Yeah.
I'll just put this out there. A.J. Brown, Super Bowl MVP futures. There is some interest on my level there. All next right. up, impressed with the Eagles' defense.
Somewhat impressed. It had three takeaways, but how do I judge it when you're going to your fourth quarterback? Hassan Reddick leads all players with 3.5 sacks in the playoffs. He was fantastic. But it should be noted, the last six opposing quarterbacks the Eagles have faced, Justin Fields, Dak, Andy Dalton, Davis Webb, Daniel Jones, Brock Purdy, and Josh Johnson. Mahomes, a different ballgame.
Murderers row there. Yeah. Next up, let's go to the Niners. Their run game, how impressed were you?
Well, I was impressed because they couldn't throw the ball by middle of the second quarter. So they had nearly as many rushing yards as passing yards. Christian McCaffrey had one of the runs of the year when he bounced off four.
Look at this.
This is just that is an all-time run.
Yeah.
He is tough. Really Hall of Fame stuff.
Can you imagine him with a full off season with Shanahan in this offense?
Yikes.
49ers receivers. Were you impressed with them?
No, again, I like their unit. They couldn't do anything. Yeah. So yeah.
They were useless with Josh Johnson. What about 49ers defense?
I was actually blown away. I'm very impressed because they were on the field. So you knew very quickly, and there's so many dimensions to the offense, but they limited the Eagles to 121 yards passing. And knowing all the pressure in the world's on them because middle of the second quarter, they're out of quarterbacks. They're on quarterback four.
All right, here's an easy one. How impressed were you with Patrick Mahomes on Sunday?
Blown away. No run game, missing two receivers, 326 passing yards, youngest quarterback ever with three Super Bowl appearances. That throw at the front of the end zone, I thought was so unbelievable. I love watching him
play.
Yeah,
he's fun.
He is.
Remember how people were tired of Brady? There was like Patriots fatigue? There's no Mahomes fatigue.
Oh, God, no. I could watch him. Yeah. He could play twice a week.
All right, how impressed were you with the Chiefs' run game, which tallied 42 yards?
Well, it didn't have any pops. Not that impressed because Pacheco had his longest run was six, so they just didn't get any big hits.
Chiefs receivers, Colin, impressed by MVS and company.
Not that impressed. Travis Kelce blows everybody away, but they were dealing with backups. MVS was their best receiver, but again, backups.
Chiefs defense, impressed with them.
Blown away. I thought they were fantastic. Bengals couldn't run. They had two picks, five sacks. They've held opponents to 20 points in each of the playoff games. I think their defense is underrated. Frank Clark, Chris Jones, they've drafted really good. They got sixth, seventh round guys in the back end. I thought it was Cincinnati usually figures everybody out, and they didn't.
Yeah.
They had a pick and a punt in the fourth. I thought Spags, there's a reason Andy Reid likes him. That guy's been around. That defense gave Joe Burrow trouble all day.
Remember I tweet Chris Jones Friday, zero sacks in the postseason?
He had one.
He had two. And five quarterback hits. yeah. How impressed were you with January Joe Burrow, Colin?
I was impressed. I mean, I think Joe's great. I thought he was under duress. He had no run game. It was his lowest passer rating since week one. But again, let's contextualize this. He was missing three offensive linemen. Under duress, they had to chip block. So overall, he kept him in the game.
Impressed with the Bengals' run game?
I guess somewhat. I like their depth. I think they usually try to run. There's balance. Again, I think Kansas City snuffed them.
And lastly, the Bengals' receivers, Colin. We impressed with...
Oh, my God.
Oh, geez.
I mean, they are. Jamar Chase and T. Higgins are spectacular players. I felt their offense, essentially, was a little bit... This is what it was limited to, it should be a part of it. But I mean, basically, they threw the ball up for grabs. That was their offense.
Imagine the Bills last week. They could not stop this run game, missing three offensive linemen. And this week, Bengals could do nothing on the ground. It was basically chuck it up to Chase and Higgins.
Coaching matters.
A little bit.
A lot. All right, Sean Payton, Eric Mangini, Colin Wright, Colin Wrong. Very frenetic Monday. First things first. Oh, Nick Wright's going to be on one. Oh, he's going to be on one.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bizzle Fuma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dakovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Dakovas.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.